good thing to have in mind. Good morning, and how are you?
We are great. I'm glad to be here. A little off with the holiday. I forgot it was Wednesday. But
A lot of people are. I'm present company included.
I'm a day behind.
We've got a very special event coming up with our legislators, our state legislators. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We always end our chamber forum series with our legislative wrap-up, and they actually wrapped up a little bit earlier this year. And so we'll have all three of them. We'll have Senator Julie Daniels, Representatives Jed Strom and Daryl Fincher for our last forum. Unfortunately, it's June the 2nd, so we couldn't do it in person, or we didn't feel like we should do it in person at this point. So it'll be done virtually. Just kind of recapping the year. Actually, even though it was an unusual year and they were out of session for several weeks there when it was really in the throes of COVID, a lot of things still happened and things were passed. And so they'll be giving us a wrap-up on that. There'll be Q&A from the audience. Like I said, even though it's virtually, we can still do that. So anyhow, that's June the 2nd. The time is from 11 to 12. So it's not our typical forum, which would be over the lunch hour at noon. But this will be at 11 to from 11 to 12. So all the information is online at Bartlesville.com. They can register that way to get the link.
I still kind of miss those big gatherings because you get to see everybody.
Exactly.
And you get to get reacquainted. And especially, sometimes you might just work across the street from someone and you don't see them.
You still don't see them, exactly.
Until you get to one of the forums there.
And I think that's part of what people enjoy is that connection and being able to see people. And, we desperately miss that. And I think our community misses that. We are a community that gathers. Look at every nonprofit in town and the events they do, the fundraisers that are so crucial to them. Being able to gather as a community is important.
It's important
to our survival. It's important to our mental health. It's just, it's time that I'm glad we're moving forward. I'm glad things are opening. numbers are down, we're trending the way that we should. I was just looking up numbers. Our 7-day state rolling average is down to 93 from a high of 130, which was on April 7th. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep in mind, I know that's 93 active cases. That's not necessarily mean these people are going to die. They just,
Not feeling very good right now.
Probably don't feel good, but that's at a state of almost 4 million people. Mm-hmm. We right now have active cases below 1,000. So while that number sounds high, you've got to keep in mind it's a state with 3.957, I think, million population. Mm-hmm. So numbers are trending down. 79% have recovered statewide. In Washington County, 87% have recovered. And actually, right now, we only have less than 10 active cases in our county. So, numbers are going down. It's trending the way that it needs to. So there's no reason that we need to keep everything shut up and business is closed, which we aren't. We've opened. But it's been phased in, and it's hard for some businesses still to survive with some of the restrictions on them. Mm-hmm. But that's being lifted, and I think we're heading in the right direction, and hopefully get back on track and helping the economy.
I hope so too. This is it's been a couple of months, but boy, it has almost felt like a year.
It has.
And for folks who have a bigger stake in what's going on. If you own a business, it probably felt like a decade.
Oh, I can't imagine. If you are a business that truly had to be closed and that was your livelihood, that is an essential business. Because to them,
it is.
That's how they were feeding their family. That's essential. So we can get into the non-essential, essential, what is essential, what's non-essential. But, somebody has invested their livelihood, has invested their time, their money. They've taken the risk. Owning a business is risky. I had a small business, and it's you invest a lot, and when that's your sole way of feeding your family, of making your living, and you can't be open, like I said, to me, that's essential. So I'm glad to see that they are being able to open up, and they're doing it safely. The businesses I've been in, they're doing things by the book, the way they're supposed to.
And they don't want to go backwards.
We don't want to go backwards.
Yeah.
But we can't just shut everything down forever.
No, you can't.
You can't. So, like I said, as a chamber, we're all about business. We're about businesses thriving, being able to thrive and being in an environment where that's possible. And so I'm glad that to see that we are moving forward in that direction.
You know, our restaurants have really taken it the hardest. I mean, they were able to do curbside, but that was nothing like having a full dining room.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it kept the lights on. It might have paid for your employees that day. Very little going into...
How much profit were you making?
How much was actually going into your salary or what you make? Probably very little. But it's good to see the open signs all over town as far as the restaurants are concerned. I think there might be just one or two that might still be, you know, marginal.
Well, with some of the restrictions, I think it's probably hard for them. There's a point where you've got to have so many people to be able to serve to make it worth your time, your, you know, paying employees to be there. And so until they can get back to normal full capacity and not having restrictions, I'm sure that's why some of them maybe still closed.
I realize that, and it is tough. And also, our retailers with, you know, figuring out how many people per square foot, that's virtually impossible. But the thing is that they're doing a great job of it. I've not gone any place where it's been people on top of people. And folks have been, I'll tell you that the citizens have been very, very calm to a point.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think everybody's restless a bit now, but because we're just so close to becoming somewhat normal. But the behavior, for the most part, has been very, very good.
So far, it seems to be so.
Haven't seen any incidents, if you know what I mean.
Right, and that's good. People have been patient, but I think patience is starting to wear a little bit.
Sherry, what else do we have coming up? It's nice, once again, to put things back on the calendar instead
it
of
is,
taking
yeah.
them off.
And we had things. I mean, while we were shut down, we still had things. Like, I'm tired of everything being virtual. I'm tired of seeing everybody in little boxes and, you know, on a screen. And that's such an awkward way to have meetings and do things because you want to, I don't know, it's hard because you want to speak, but then you start speaking and somebody else speaks and that box, you know, so I'm tired of that. I'm ready to see people in person again.
And that goodbye thing is somewhere between the Brady Bunch and the Walton saying goodnight.
Exactly.
You know.
Oh, but so anyhow, like I said, we have June 2nd, our legislative wrap-up, which should be very interesting. Like I said, there was a lot of things that still, despite of the crazy session that it was, a lot of things were passed. It was a very interesting session, a lot of vetoes going around. So they'll be addressing that and talking about that. And like I said, we'll take Q&A from the audience as well. We have another virtual webinar coming up. We don't have the date yet. We're going back and forth with the presenter, but it's going to be on rebooting mentally and professionally in the wake of COVID-19. So we thought that topic might be,
in order. Definitely in order.
So, like I said, watch our calendar for that. We should know today, probably. Mm-hmm. She's been corresponding back and forth with him to nail down a date. But we've got that coming up. Another program that we are forging ahead with is our Leadership Bartlesville program. That will start, I think applications will open. I'm waiting for confirmation on dates of when orientation will be, and from there I can set the calendar. And I should get that in the next couple of days. So we are hoping to open the applications June the 1st and close them June the 30th. Now, if we're behind a week, we may delay that. But all the information for that can be found on our website again, bartlesville.com. Look under programs and events, and it's under there. But that is a great program. It's a almost year-round program. It starts in August. We have a welcome reception with all our Leadership Bartlesville alumni. Then there's an orientation, and then each month they meet, and each session is focused on a different aspect of our community, anywhere from education, healthcare, criminal justice. We focus on large business, small business. It covers all aspects, community services, city day, city, local government. And they just go really in depth. They meet the people that are, making the decisions that are running the community, but just, you know, different aspects of the community with the goal of making, honing them into, to go out and be better volunteers. When you have a good wealth of knowledge of all aspects of your community, it just really helps in whatever aspect kind of interests you as far as volunteering. A lot of people find when they go through that there's something that really perks their interest that they didn't really know about. A lot of times it's something in, you know, criminal justice or definitely nonprofit day where we kind of community services. A lot of people find out things and that's kind of, from there, they go in and volunteer, get on boards, whatever. And that's the whole goal, is to get people out into the community that really know the community and can serve it better. So that is it's a great program. It's, like I said, it's an application process, and those hopefully will be open on June the 1st.
Oh, very good. Very good. Moving forward, as they say. And you know that webinar about being mentally and everything ready to go?
Yes.
Again, we'll have a fixed date on that probably later today on the website.
Yes.
But still, what a nice little thing for the entire community. I think hope as many people as possible participate in that.
Yeah, it'll be free, which is nice. And like I said, even when we were, you know, closed down and nothing was really happening, we still did quite a few webinars. We got out information, timely information, helpful information, business information to our members. Kind of, we would vet it and then send it out. So they knew it was kind of a trusted source, and that was good. We had two really great seminars on PPP.
Yes.
In fact, we held our first one was the day that the first round of applications opened. So the timing was perfect. Had great attendance, lots of questions and answers on that. Then we followed up with one on managing it. I mean, you get the money, but then what? And you want to make sure that it's going to be reimbursed. And there's some, you know, best practices, good tips, and that kind of thing. And that was a lot of good give and take questions as well. So, like I said, even when we were, you know, down and everything was totally closed, we still did, still had good information going out to our members and still, you know, serving them with webinars and things. So
it seems to me you guys kind of kicked it into overdrive during this lockdown. While everybody was kind of sitting there twiddling their thumbs, your group was very busy making sure that they got the best, most timely information possible in order to prepare or just survive.
Wait, that was our goal.
And you know something, as the chamber, that's going above and beyond. So kudos to you and your group.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of reading, a lot of sorting, a lot of, you know, because you wanted to send out helpful information, and if it was something that was just so difficult to wade through, I didn't want to just forward on. And so it was interesting that we had the highest open rates on our e-blast, or when we'd send out, over this whole time frame. We have good open rates, but this during this time frame we were tracking, and people really were opening and, you know, looking at what we were sending out. So that was encouraging, because we knew that it was helpful, that they were reaching out for it. So anyhow, we're keep doing that and keep moving forward. And our new year starts July the 1st, so we're in, which is quite interesting to try to figure out how to plan. But we're moving forward with plans for the new year. Starts, like I said, July 1st, and trying to work on budget and plan all that. But that's such a big, you know, it's a big question mark at this point. You know, do we plan for Christmas? We are planning. We're moving forward. We are, you know, planning on doing it. But, you know, just if you listen to all the, you know, oh, well, it's going to come back and this and that. And wait and see.
You never know.
We are trusting that this is going to be behind us, and we are going to move forward. And, you know, the community loves Christmas, and it's important to have an event like that. And for the community rallying around, it's great family time. It's just something unique. It's, you know, so we want to have it. We want to move forward. So,
and you know what? That was the first thing that came across my mind when you said the new year starts, you know, coming up here in a few weeks for you guys, was because Christmas in the Ville, I thought, was a big success last year.
It was.
And I also thought that the Christmas Crawl, is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was pretty well attended, and everything that went along with it was, I thought, a pretty good success. And to build on that,
our opening night.
It almost sounds like it's going to be way too fun to do.
It is. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but we do. We enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. We have some great volunteers, particularly on opening night, that help.
Yes.
Like the Christmas Crawl, our downtown folks helped with that and really kind of just did that. And just, I mean, that's what we need as partners, to step up and kind of come beside us and help make the event the best it can be. And obviously the workers, you know, that work in the skate hut and different things, they make it happen. So we need volunteers to come along beside us and help us with it. So, and then the community's been great every year to help and to enjoy and just be a part of it. So,
well, you know, that the skate rink and the whole little village that we had there for you know, Christmas in the Ville, I imagine that we probably reached a really cool number of selfies for Bartlesville, because people are going, we're skating in Bartlesville, cool train in Bartlesville. And it was really looking pretty cool for, you know, for setting to folks and everything else. We're freezing to death in Chicago. places like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Our skating weather was great. 60 degrees.
Some of my chopping shorts. I'm like, oh my gosh, if you fall on the ice, that's got to hurt. But yeah, it was great weather for the most part. We only lost, I think it was only a day this year that we lost because of rain. So
yeah, that was it.
It was a good, we had good weather, so cannot complain.
We visited it quite often. Sherry, I want to thank you very much. And let's remind folks about the webinar coming up with our lawmakers that they can participate.
Yep, that is June the 2nd at 11 a.m. And they can register online because then we'll send you the link. And it's at bartlesville.com. And they'll find it. It's in the big box. So can't miss it.
All right, Sherry, well, thank you very much from the Chamber of Commerce. We've got more coming up.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
I have good news for you. A young man had been raised as an atheist and was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's witnessing, but he heard it often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light to practice by. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned,